This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. Hoping you had a Merry Christmas, and we're broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate, and we're thrilled that you're listening to the Radio Realtors today.
That's right, Frank. We are totally thrilled. And don't forget, you can hear the Radio Realtors four times a weekend, twice on AM 1380 The Answer, and twice on Money 105.5 FM. And remember also, both of the stations have apps, so you can even take the Radio Realtors with you in your car or on your smartphone. We even have a couple people that jog with us in the mornings or afternoons, so that's a good thing.
And if you ever miss any of the Radio Realtors, you can hear us anytime on our podcast by searching for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
That's right, Frank. The Radio Realtors podcast can be found on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, and now on Pandora, too.
And you may be wondering, how can I hire these guys to help me buy or sell a home? And the answer is simple. You just pick up the phone and call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
That's right, Frank. And that's because the Radio Realtors are not merely radio talk show hosts that just talk about real estate. We are extremely active realtors that help our listeners and clients just like you every single day. So if you're looking to buy a home or sell your current home, or maybe you've got to do both, we can help you do that with our proven strategies to help you win in any market.
So give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And you couldn't be listening to a better radio show if you're a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Program.
And if you've been thinking about selling your home, we have the best home sale strategy here at the Radio Realtors.
That's right. We can sell your home quickly and for every dollar that it's worth. And we can even do it with no showings if you're maybe concerned about COVID-19. The Radio Realtors do that for you with our quick sale 30-day listing with no showing strategy. And that strategy includes professional HD photography of your home, a video tour of your home, a 3D virtual tour, and home staging if you need it.
So why not find out how you can sell your home right now safely, effectively, and quickly with no showings? Call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That is theradiorealtors.com. And we're going to cover some great topics for you today, including number one, 7 New Year's resolutions for home sellers, like we promised, Frank.
Number two, questions a lender will ask you when you're getting a mortgage.
And we're also going to share a few audio open houses with Tracy Figg that you will want to see this weekend or this coming week.
And you can connect with us anytime by calling or texting us on the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
So reach out to us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So is selling your home on your to-do list for 2021? Well, while selling a home can be a huge undertaking, it's much easier if you strategize and set goals. And if you're planning on potentially putting your home on the market in the next month or so, why not use the new year and the Radio Realtors to help you get started? And as we promised last week, we are going to give you the Radio Realtors 7 New Year's resolutions to make if you're selling your home this coming year. So let's get right to it, Frank.
Okay, the Radio Realtors resolution number one for home sellers is make repairs.
Yeah, if you want to list your home for sale in 2021, then you will need to make the resolution to finish some minor repairs. Unfortunately, it's pretty easy to kind of let those small jobs fall off your to-do list.
But Rob, for some repairs, it can be essential to tackle them before potential buyers view your home.
That's absolutely true, Frank. So before you start, call us, the Radio Realtors, at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. We can help you determine how to prioritize your repairs. And remember, if you don't want to make any repairs, you do have the option of a cash offer with the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale.
The Radio Realtors resolution number 2 for home sellers is clean and declutter.
Yeah, Frank, when you're selling your home, you want potential buyers to be able to imagine themselves living happily in your home. And so you want to help them by cleaning, decluttering, and depersonalizing.
Yeah, you want to go through your belongings and purge what you no longer need to use.
Yep, but you want to box up those personal items, keep them in storage until you move, and you want to thoroughly clean your home, including the floors and the windows.
The Radio Realtors resolution number 3 for home sellers is set a timeline.
Yeah, right. If you're ready to sell, then it's time to make a plan. Set a listing date in advance so that you can make a timeline and you can organize your efforts.
There are many steps involved with selling a home, Rob. When you set listing date, it's much easier to manage your time and be systematic with your approach.
Yeah, and Frank, the Radio Realtors, we can help you set your timeline as well. So the Radio Realtors resolution number 4 for home sellers is stick to a budget. And while you may have dreams of completely renovating the kitchen before you sell, it may not be in your best interest.
Right, Rob. There are some repairs and renovations that will bring a return on your investment and some that won't.
Yeah, so take the time to research which renovations will actually improve your bottom line. And that's another thing that we can help you with. We can come over to your home or we can even do it virtually. But what we can do is tell you what things that you need to do to improve that bottom line. And then you really want to stick to a budget and not spend too much in improving your home. So before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number 1 from the amazing Tracy Figg. Tracy?
Thanks, Rob and Frank. We're calling this one Oh My in Orangevale. This fantastic one-story home features 4 bedrooms and 2 baths with nearly 2,300 square feet of living space and an oversized 4-car garage. And the feature that I love most is the detached 500 square foot in-law quarters that's separate from the main house with energy-efficient dual-pane windows throughout and designed with French doors and a remarkable view of the immaculate backyard. The front of the home has a seating area to sip your morning coffee and a covered patio that keeps you dry when it rains. This sensational one-story home has soaring 12-foot ceilings and classic white crown molding that complements the neutral color palette inside the home. Gorgeous 18x18 neutral tile floors in the family room, kitchen, and architectural archways in the hallways. The wood floors in the formal living room spans into the dining area, and the recessed lights on the tall ceilings emit a gleaming glow on the floors. The location of the kitchen is excellent and open to the family room, which is perfect for entertaining friends while preparing for the entrees. The kitchen is equipped with a gas stove, built-in microwave, and a dishwasher with crown molding and windows to bring in the sunlight. The cabinets are made of maple and is one of the strongest woods in kitchen cabinetry. The toffee color finish on the cabinets blend beautifully with the hues in the granite countertop. The master suite is your own retreat, and the bathroom has granite countertops and a spectacular oval sunken tub and separate oversized shower. This home is priced at $750,000. To see it, text the word "Oh My" to 916-269-3337. That's the word "Oh My" to 916-269-3337. And Rob and Frank will be back after this.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997.
Hi, this is Jerry the Chimney Guy with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. You may have noticed the weather is getting colder, and you know what that means? It means it's the perfect time to get your wood-burning or gas fireplace serviced. Remember, fireplaces are one of the leading causes of house fires in North America, and no one keeps your family safe like Chim Chimney. Chim Chimney offers quality chimney cleaning, inspection, and repairs on all types of wood-burning and gas fireplaces and wood stoves. Chim Chimney also offers dryer vent cleaning, rain gutter cleaning, pressure washing, and junk removal. Chim Chimney is your local family-owned company servicing Northern California for over 40 years. And Chim Chimney is COVID safe, on time, and home of the no mess guarantee. We're open 7 days a week, too. Call us at 916-247-6579. That's 916-247-6579. Online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the official chimney sweep of the Radio Realtors.
Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Golden State Home Inspections can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Golden State will inspect it and give you a comprehensive report that shows current and future problems. If you're selling a home, Golden State can reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. And in light of COVID-19, Golden State Home Inspections is now offering virus disinfecting services for their clients by using a combination of HEPA filtration with built-in germicidal and virus UV lighting. Golden State cleans your home's air and its surfaces with sanitation wipes, handheld UV lights, and disinfecting fog. So whether you're buying or selling a home, or you just want your current home to be healthy and sanitized, think of Golden State Inspections, the number one home inspection service in the Sacramento and San Francisco Bay Area. Find them online at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. I'm Rob Lewis. I am your real estate professor, and we are broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale Studio.
My name is Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we are so happy that you tuned into the Radio Realtors today. And this is our last show of the year.
I know.
It is so hard to believe. I'm confounded.
I just hope everybody got what they wanted.
For Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Boxing Day is the day that you take all the stuff back in the boxes to the stores that you didn't like, right?
Yes.
I don't know if that's really true.
I don't take anything back.
You don't take anything back?
Anything.
Well, you don't get anything either.
No, so. You'd be surprised.
But I did get a nice gift from you for Christmas, so I really appreciate it.
Touché.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So if you've missed any of the show, we have some options for you. One is you can tune into the Radio Realtors podcast and the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall. All you got to do is search for that anywhere that you can find podcasts. And we are virtually everywhere now. I mean, we're on Pandora. We're kind of a big deal right now with our podcast out there. So we're pretty excited.
Be humble, Rob.
We are talking to you today about some very cool things. It's the 7 New Year's resolutions for home sellers. And we told you last week we were going to do this. We're going to kind of go through what we've already talked about. And this is for 2021, but the Radio Realtors resolution number one for home sellers is make repairs. If you've got a home that needs repairs, you're probably going to want to take care of those unless you want to sell a home and make it a cash offer. And we do have that option with our easy cash offer home sale where we come out and we can pretty much on the spot give you a price for your home. And obviously, it's probably not going to be the top dollar you would have gotten if you were to make all those repairs, but it's going to be a very competitive offer. The Radio Realtors resolution number two for home sellers is clean and declutter. And I think we can probably agree that we all know what that means.
Yes.
You need to take care of it and kind of depersonalize, declutter, get rid of things, and it'll make people be able to see beyond Thunderdome at your house, right?
Yes.
The Radio Realtors resolution number three for home sellers is set a timeline. You need to make sure that you have a plan. You got to be organized and coordinate your efforts. And the best way to do that is to give us a call and we can help you get everything in order. In fact, we just got these new planners for 2021 and we're feeling pretty organized right now. So give us a call, 916-269-3333. 3337. That is 916-269-3337. The Radio Realtors resolution number 4 for home sellers is stick to a budget. And what we're trying to tell you there is that if you have some repairs to make, don't go crazy and like put in a $50,000 kitchen or add on and put a new master suite on the home. You know, take care of the things that are gonna pay you back, because if you do all those great improvements, then you may not even want to sell your home after you get done with that, or you might lose money. So we don't want that to happen to you. What is resolution number 5, Frank?
Rob, probably the hardest of all the resolutions, that is to be realistic.
Yeah, you need to resolve, get that, to be realistic about the selling process, because every seller wants to sell quickly for a high price, but it's important to know what you can honestly expect in your market.
Yeah, you want to make sure that you understand what type of market that you're in and make sure you have a realistic listing price.
And having unrealistic expectations can cause unneeded stress and worry. And the Radio Realtors can do a free in-person or even a virtual market analysis and tell you what your home is worth right now. Don't waste time on a Zillow Zestimate. Call the Radio Realtors today at 916-269-3337. We can get you that actual value. 916-269-3337.
The Radio Realtors resolution number 6 for home sellers is partner with a trusted agent. When you're preparing to sell your home, resolve to partner with trusted real estate professionals.
Yeah, the Radio Realtors are here for you as experts in your local market and even regional and national markets, but we can help ease the burden of the process and offer suggestions and guidance along the way.
You need realtors that understand the details of your market, and we can help you set the best listing price for your home.
And the Radio Realtors know how to target market your home to the right buyers, and we can be reliable allies all the way through the closing process.
If you are interested in speaking with the Radio Realtors today so you can begin to prioritize your steps to selling, feel free to call us at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
And wrapping up this topic, it is really, really good to make New Year's resolutions, I think. And
yes,
a lot of times what happens is people make these flippant New Year's resolutions. I think that by about January 2nd, it's already gone out the window, right? And, you know, that might be to lose weight, but you need to make realistic goals, because sometimes people say, hey, I want to lose 200 pounds next year. Well, 200 pounds, that's a lot. Now, you might break it down into, hey, I want to lose so many pounds per week, you know, those types of things. But you don't want to bite off more than you can chew.
That's correct.
You know, and like if you, like I made a goal last year of I was going to run 2020 miles. Well, I hurt myself and then COVID hit and I think that I might have ran 2 miles. But I think I bit off a little bit more than I can chew. So this next year, I'm going to make it weekly goals and monthly goals that will hopefully add up to the larger goal.
That's...
But I'm not going to like shoot for these unattainable goals.
Yes,
because
weekly,
you know,
goals,
there's
monthly
no way.
Goals,
yeah,
that's the best.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to transfer over to our next topic, and it is questions a lender will ask you when you're getting a mortgage. And a lot of times people are really afraid of this topic when they're thinking about buying a home, but because they don't know what questions they can expect from lenders. And if you're interested in knowing what questions a lender will ask you when you're getting a loan to buy a home, we're going to help you today, because applying for a mortgage can be an intimidating thing. You know, they're going to ask you a lot of questions. They're going to request numerous documents, and it's probably going to feel like you got to jump through a lot of hoops to get a mortgage loan.
And if you're like many potential home buyers, you will need a loan to make your home purchase. So that means you're going to have to go through lending Q&A process. It's just part of being a home buyer.
That's right. And fortunately, though, applying for a home loan is not quite as bad as it would first appear. Sure, it can be stressful. Answering questions about your finances usually is, especially when relative strangers are doing the asking.
But listen up, because on the Radio Realtors today, we're going to cover what questions you should expect and what kind kind of answers our preferred mortgage lenders, or PMLs, are going to be looking for.
Yeah, but on the other hand, Frank, asking questions should be a two-way street. So you should be thoroughly screening any mortgage broker or lender that will work on securing your financing.
You mean you should be interviewing the lender too?
That's exactly it.
I love that.
Yeah.
So the Radio Realtors are going to cover some questions to ask a lender to make sure you're not only up to speed on your financing, but you're getting the best deal possible.
That's right. And Frank, while you can expect a lender to ask lots of questions when providing a mortgage, it would be wise for you to do the same. Picking a lender is a substantial financial decision and one that will impact your finances for years to come.
Yeah, Robin, some lenders are going to throw around a lot of mortgage terminology that you should be familiar with.
Right. And these terms will become part of the everyday language they use when discussing your loan. And that's one of the reasons why we recommend the Radio Realtors Preferred Mortgage Lenders so much, because they're going to take the time, just like we do, to make sure you understand the mortgage loan process.
So you might want to take some notes, because the Radio Realtors are going to cover the most common questions a lender will ask you when purchasing a home.
That's right. And before we get to those questions, we are going to go to break. But before we do that, we're going to go to audio open house number two with the amazing Tracy Figg. Tracy.
Thanks, guys. We call this home Castle in Carmichael. And this 5-bedroom, 3.5-bathroom home is over 2,400 square feet and is one of the largest in this area of Carmichael. The open kitchen displays almond granite countertops, Dutch white cabinets, and a stainless steel dishwasher and a custom GE electric cooktop. The master suite is huge and has ample closet and cabinet storage space. The master bathroom has Italian granite countertops, beautiful white cabinetry, and a custom shower stall with the deluxe shower head. The upstairs hallway bath has gold granite countertops with white cabinetry and a shower over the tub. There are 3 bonus-sized bedrooms upstairs, and there's a full mini master with a bathroom downstairs. The home has a half bathroom off the kitchen and a roomy family room with a gorgeous brick fireplace that leads to the backyard with RV access, a concrete patio, a dog run, and more. Priced affordably at just $525,000, this home is the ideal home for a large or extended family. To see Castle in Carmichael, just text the word CASTLE to 916-269-3337. That's CASTLE to 916-269-3337. Thanks, Robin Frank.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997.
Hi, this is Jerry the Chimney Guy with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. You may have noticed the weather is getting colder, and you know what that means? It means it's the perfect time to get your wood-burning or gas fireplace service. Remember, fireplaces are one of the leading causes of house fires in North America, and no one keeps your family safe like Chim Chimney. Chim Chimney offers quality chimney cleaning, inspection, and repairs on all types of wood-burning and gas fireplaces and wood stoves. Chim Chimney also offers dryer vent cleaning, rain gutter cleaning, pressure washing, and junk removal. Chim Chimney is your local, family-owned company servicing Northern California for over 40 years. And Chim Chimney is COVID-safe, on time, and home of the no-mess guarantee. We're open 7 days a week, too. Call us at 916-247-6579. That's 916-247-6579. Online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the official chimney sweep of the Radio Realtors.
Are you a commissioned notary struggling to make an income? Did you know that it's possible for you to earn hundreds and even thousands of dollars per week as a notary? You can even turn your notary commission into a full-time six-figure income. But where can you get the knowledge and mentorship to make this happen? Well, look no further than the Notary Academy. With over 20 years of expertise, the Notary Academy offers continuing education to commissioned notaries or anyone training to become a notary. The Notary Academy has online group training and even one-on-one video chat sessions. And when you become a member, the Notary Academy can be your lifeline with real-time help during your actual signings. Take your notary business to the next level with proficiency, confidence, and income. The Notary Academy is a true game changer for your notary business. Go to MyNotaryAcademy.com. That's MyNotaryAcademy.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. Hoping you had a Merry Christmas. We're broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we are talking to you today about questions a lender will ask you when you're getting a mortgage. And these are really, really important because I think a lot of people are worried when they are attempting to get a mortgage because they don't know what questions are going to be asked. And they feel like it's going to be like an interrogation rather than a consultation.
Yes.
And with our Radio Realtors Preferred Mortgage Lenders, or PMLs, it is never an interrogation. It is always a consultation, and you are going to have fun. And the other thing is, it is very inexpensive to become a Radio Realtors RWA certified home buyer, because the reason for that, Frank, is how much does it cost?
It's free.
That's right. It's free.
And like I said, you need to get notes taken on this. This is really important.
It's good stuff. So get out your pen and paper, or record it, or make sure you listen to the podcast, because this is going to be an educating moment for you. So what is question number one that a mortgage lender will ask?
What is your employment status?
Yep. Your lender is going to be very interested in your job situation, and they're going to want to know that you're employed, and they'll prefer it if you have been working at the same job for a significant period, ideally 2 years or more.
And since lenders prefer stability, the longer you've been at your job, the better.
Right. And when you plan on buying a home, it makes sense not to complicate the process by switching jobs, not staying in your current position until your closing is one of the home buyer commandments that many lenders and us realtors will remind you about.
Yeah, changing jobs in the middle of a real estate transaction can quickly kill your mortgage approval. Obviously, that's something you will want to avoid if at all possible.
Right. Question number two that a mortgage lender will ask you is, how much income do you make? And the amount of income you bring in each month is a significant concern for mortgage lenders, because they need to make sure that you will be able to pay your mortgage every month.
Your income will be something that you will have to verify using documentation such as pay stubs, tax returns, and W-2s.
And of course, Frank, it will be easier if you have a steady income as far as the application process goes, because your lender can easily see that you bring in a certain amount of money every month, and that's enough to pay the mortgage.
And Rob, these items are all part of the mortgage documentation process to grant a loan.
That's correct, Frank. So if you do not bring in steady income, like a salary or consistent hourly income, you're going to need to provide more details about your irregular income.
The income question can be very in-depth when you are self-employed also.
That's right. As a self-employed mortgage applicant, you will need to provide some additional documentation to verify your income over time. So plan on being questioned thoroughly as a self-employed borrower purchasing a home, and try not to take it personally.
Yeah. Question number three that a mortgage lender will ask you is, how much debt do you have?
Yeah, debt is a significant consideration for lenders because it affects your financial stability. And the more obligations you have, the harder it will be likely to keep up with that debt and to pay your mortgage on time.
But Rob, debt is not necessarily a bad thing when you're applying for a mortgage. Most applicants have some debt, but the type of debt you have and how much debt you have are significant factors.
Right, and the lender is going to examine all of your debt, including other mortgages, car loans, student loans, alimony, and credit cards, and you want to be in a situation where your monthly debt payments are a reasonable amount of your pre-tax income, preferably 36% at most, but some lenders will take up to 43% or even a little bit more.
It's also essential to avoid making big purchases that require additional expenses, such as buying a car during the period when you are trying to get a mortgage.
Yeah, a car purchase can throw off your credit situation because it's such a sizable purchase and probably means taking on a lot of additional debt. In fact, buying a car during the loan process is one of the major home buyer's commandments that you do not want to break.
Question number four that a mortgage lender will ask you is, what kind of savings and assets do you have? The lender will want to verify how much money you currently have in your bank accounts and any investments you may happen to have.
Yeah, and you will want to have at least two mortgage payments in savings, if possible, so the lender knows that you can pay your mortgage twice without needing to earn more income.
Lenders know that things happen when you buy a home. Something can break and require fixing, which can wipe out your bank account if you have very little money in it.
Yeah, and lenders want to see that you have enough money in savings to survive the first period of homeownership and still make your mortgage payments on time.
Question number five that a mortgage lender will ask you is, what down payment are you planning on making? In a perfect world, every borrower would have 20% to put down on a home.
Yeah, but as we know, Frank, the world is far from perfect, especially right now with COVID-19 and all the craziness. But this means many borrowers are just not able to put down 20%. So if you're worried about not having a 20% down payment, don't stress about it too much.
Yeah, Rob, one of the many mortgage myths out there is that you have to have 20% down to purchase a home. That's just totally wrong.
Yeah, for example, if you were buying a home for $400,000, you would need to have $80,000 for a 20% down payment. And fortunately, you can still get a home in many cases if you have a smaller down payment. However, whatever your down payment plans, you should be prepared to talk about those with your lender.
One of the best first-time home buyer tips is to research the many mortgage programs available to first-time homebuyers well in advance of looking at homes. Many of the financing options include down payment as low as 3%.
That's right, Frank. So call us right now to speak to one of our preferred mortgage lenders. They can go over all the options available to you. It doesn't cost you anything for the phone call. It doesn't even cost you anything to work with the Radio Realtors, but it doesn't cost a penny either to become a Radio Realtors RWA certified home buyer.
So call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Now, Frank, the best kind of down payment in a lender's eyes comes from a savings account that you've been building up for quite a while. You could also have money from a home that maybe you sold or are selling, or even documented gift money from relatives, and those things would make a lender happy.
Yeah, your lenders are looking to see if you have down payment money that is easy to track and verify where it came from. If your down payment comes from somewhere that is difficult to follow, it complicates the lending process.
That's right, and here's a bonus tip. If you do end up purchasing a home with less than 20% down, you want to make sure you track your equity. And when you're buying with less than 20% down, you're more than likely going to end up paying what's called private mortgage insurance.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, is there to protect the lender in the event of a mortgage default. While it will help you get the loan, it is definitely a fee that you will want to stop paying as soon as possible.
That's right. Question number six that a mortgage lender will ask you is, where does your down payment come from? Whatever the size of your down payment, the lender will want to know where the money came from. For example, many buyers get help with down payments from their families.
You can still get a mortgage if you get a down payment gift from family, but you'll need to be able to show what happened, including where the money came from.
That's right. And the lender is likely to ask for documentation, such as bank statements for several months before applying and letters from anyone who gave you gifts for a down payment. Now, before we go to break and come back with the rest of these questions, we are going to go to Audio Open House number 3 with the amazing Tracy Figg.
Thanks, Robin Frank. We're calling this one Rockin' in Rosemont. And this one is a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom, over 1,100 square foot home with dual pane windows and a new roof that sits on a large corner lot in a cul-de-sac. Rockin' in Rosemont has a custom-made onyx wrought iron gate that gracefully wraps around the drought-friendly hardscape front yard. The family room features vaulted ceilings and new carpet throughout the living area. The kitchen has all new flooring and a breakfast nook with a sliding glass door that leads to a covered patio and a meticulously maintained, immaculate backyard with RV access. The master bathroom has a new floor-to-ceiling shower stall featuring a seamless design. This home will be priced at $390,000. To see this home before it goes on the market to the general public, just text the word ROCKIN to 916-269-3337. That's the word ROCKIN to 916-269-3337. And Rob and Frank will be back after this.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender. It's a fact. 8 out of 10 people have this problem, so chances are you have this problem too. And maybe you don't think you need professional help and that your situation won't get out of control. But you're not alone. You don't have to let your pest problems take control of your life. Call Defender Termite and Pest Management. They're helping Northern California homeowners win the war on pests. Defender has a year-round pest management plan to rid your home of unwanted visitors like ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents. And no contract is required. Defender also provides lawn care, pest and weed control to keep your lawn looking lush and green. And Defender Termite and Pest Management even does pest inspections and repairs to help keep your family safe. And when the time comes, sell your home with confidence. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Call Defender now at 916-389-2847. That's 916-389-2847. Online at DefenderPest.com. DefenderPest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management. Winning the war on pests.
Hi, Frank Randall here from the Radio Realtors. Because of COVID-19, our feelings about what makes a happy and comfortable home have changed. And maybe you found your apartment or the home you rent is just too small. You need more space. You need a backyard. You need your own place. The Radio Realtors will work for you for free and get you into your very own home with little to no money out of your pocket. All you have to do is call us at 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sales Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we're coming down the home stretch of the Radio Realtors show for you today, and it's our last show of the year. It's frightening that this year has passed, but I'm actually looking very forward to 2021 for sure. I think you are too, Frank, right?
Yes, I am.
Even though it has been a good year for us. But we're covering this last segment, questions a lender will ask you when you're getting a mortgage. And we're going to quickly recap questions 1 through 6. Number one is they're going to ask you, what is your employment status? Number two, they're going to ask you, how much income do you make? You need to be ready to answer these questions. Number three is, how much debt do you have? That's a very important one because it depends on what type of loan you can get. Question number four is, what kind of savings and assets do you have? Question number five is, what down payment are you planning on making? Question number six is, where does your down payment come from? And that's very, very important. In fact, our PML that's going to be talking in just a moment is shaking his head vigorously because we need to know where that down payment comes from. What's question number 7 that a mortgage lender would ask you, Frank?
What kind of property are you buying and how do you plan on using it? Some people buy homes to live in. Others buy homes to invest in. Your reason for purchasing the house will matter to the lender because it can change the terms of the loan and the types of loans you are eligible for.
Yeah, and you're going to need to clarify whether you plan to live in the house most of the time, use it as a vacation home, or use it as a rental and an investment.
The lender will also want to know what type of property you are planning on buying, such as a single-family home, a condo, or duplex.
And the best situation is the one where it's easiest to get a loan is when you're buying a detached single-family home that you plan on using as your primary residence.
Of course, not everyone can purchase such a home, and some don't want to for other reasons. Plenty of borrowers get mortgages for situations other than owner-occupied single-family residence.
That's right. So question number 8 that a mortgage lender will ask you is, what is the length of the mortgage you want? And one of the things buyers need to consider when they're getting a loan is how long they want that mortgage to last. Most mortgages are either written for 15 years or 30 years, with 30 being the most common.
How long do you want your mortgage to last is something you should give serious consideration to if you have the option. Some borrowers have no choice but to go with the 30-year mortgage based on their ability to qualify.
And remember also that you want to have a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. This guarantees that your payment is going to be the same for 360 months.
Considering the rents in our area can increase every year, buying a home is a great way to create wealth and build equity.
I totally agree with that. Question number 9. That a mortgage lender will ask you is, what is the purpose of the loan? And while many borrowers are trying to get a loan to purchase a home that they want to live in permanently, others are trying to get a loan by refinancing their current mortgage.
They may want to take out cash when they close or have some other arrangements in mind. The details matter to the lender because it changes the way the loan is structured.
Yeah, and cash out refinancing is more complicated than a traditional mortgage, but it is not unusual in any case. The important part is to make sure you let the lender know what you are aiming for from the beginning. So, some final thoughts here. The questions a lender will ask when getting a mortgage are all part of the standard procedures in lending institutions that they follow. And it is vital that you are truthful with the lender right from the start.
Not being upfront could put you in a position where you don't get the loan and you just lose out on your dream home.
Nobody wants that, Frank. So as a potential home buyer, you want to do your best to help make the mortgage process go smoothly.
And the first step in the home buying process is to speak to one of the Radio Realtors Preferred Mortgage Lenders, or PMLs.
And in fact, we have one of our PMLs in the studio with us today, and that is the king of home loans, Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Thanks for being on the Radio Realtors today, Dave.
Thank you, Rob and Frank. It is so good to be here. Always happy to be on your show.
We're always glad to have you, Dave. So 2020, this crazy year, is almost behind us. I think everyone's taking a deep breath and is pretty excited about that. But so far in 2020, I've heard that mortgage interest rates have broken the all-time low record on 15 separate occasions. So what's your forecast for interest rates and mortgage loans in general as we welcome in 2021?
Right now, the biggest word that we see is what's called volatility, which means who knows? Honestly, the rates are lower still historically. They keep hitting these historic lows throughout the year. We may see some dips lower at the beginning of the year, but once we start seeing some positive economic indicators and data coming in, that's going to push the market up and down a little bit, and the rates could slowly start to rise. What I tell people is, if it looks good now and you're happy with the payment, let's lock it in and get it closed.
So Dave, last week we did a show where we talked about the top 10 markets in the USA, and Sacramento came in at number one, which we were really thrilled about. What do you see as far as in the Sacramento region, kind of like in the future?
I get asked that question quite a bit, and here's my kind of take on it. And we're in a very unique location. We're east of Silicon Valley in San Francisco, which is kind of the same place nowadays. And even if we were to go into a recession, more people are going to probably come from the Bay Area this way. They seem to be heading east. They're finding out that they can telecommute more than they could before. And a lot of people are finding that their money gets them a lot more home in the Sacramento Valley. And they're coming here. So even if the rates went up or the economy had a recessionary period, I think it's going to drive home buyers this way anyway. And they're coming here right now. So we're kind of in a a win-win situation, I guess, when it comes to our market. I don't think we're going to have any real risk of the market turning down. We have super low inventory and a lot of buyers out there.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I think a lot of times people look at things and they go, well, you know, a lender is a lender is a lender. A realtor is a realtor is a realtor. Doesn't really matter who you use to get the job done. A lot of it has to do with speed, interest rates, those types of things. But that's one of the things that you guys are always working on, getting the absolute best interest rate for our clients that we work with. And then speed is the other thing, because interest rate is super important. So yeah, what we're seeing is that you can close loans as little as how many days?
I can close a loan basically as fast as I can legally close it within regulations, which is typically just under 2 weeks. You know, if we have everybody cooperating, that's one of the key words. Everybody has to play nicely together. But if they need it closed quickly, we can get it done.
Yeah. So what that means, folks, is that that's 2 weeks. And he's even said as little as 10, 11 days. So you could work with the Radio Realtors this weekend. We could go out looking at homes. We get you pre-approved in this amount of time period, get you out. And in 2 weeks, the second week of January, you could have the keys to that home. It's possible.
Let me add one thing to that, is that the main investor that I use probably 95% of the time, my average closing time with that investor is 12 days.
That is amazing. Days.
Yeah. So people, that is an anomaly in this business.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the things we pride ourselves in, is being able to close quickly. So you could change your entire future in just a few short
weeks.
Your
whole life could change in 14 days.
Yeah. Before Super Bowl, you could be watching it in your living room, in your brand new living room.
And a lot quicker than it takes to get a rental property.
Yeah.
Most rentals need 30 days period.
That's right.
If you're looking for a place to live and you got a choice of buying or renting,
it's faster to buy a home.
It's faster and cheaper, and we have less qualifications. Most rental agencies want you to make 3 times the rent. With lending, we want you to be at about 45% of your gross income to the mortgage payment. So you can make less money to buy a house and have less money out of your pocket, because we have programs right now that are 0% down. We have down payment assistance that will cover your entire down payment and another 3% towards your closing costs, which is almost all the closing costs.
Yeah.
So there's ways. Renting is much more expensive and much more difficult to get into.
Wow. Yeah. So Dave, if they're looking to refinance their home, you are doing that, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. I do probably... Right now we're busy with the refis. I still always cater to my purchase business. That's my bread and butter. That's where my relationships are built. So I always, you know, I've learned throughout the years, if you pick the low-lying fruit, the market can change and you need to have those relationships built. So I'm probably at about maybe 60% refi, a little bit more than half. But, you know, I always keep that purchase. We always keep sharpening the saw. You don't want to do just refis all the time. So I kind of mix it up.
When you're doing the refi, you must have some killer rates.
Oh, yeah. I locked a couple. I don't want to quote too many rates on the radio because we can get into regulation issues, but low twos on some VA stuff.
Well, and then you're also seeing you're in the twos for purchase business too, right? So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So right now, I mean, this is like the perfect storm. I mean, we're going into a new year. We're in the hottest market. We've got lenders that can close in the quickest time frame, and you're working with some of the best realtors on the planet when you're working with the Radio Realtors.
That's why I like working with you guys. Well, you know, it's a team effort, and when I'm working with realtors that know what they're doing, it makes my job easier also.
Absolutely. So kind of just wrapping up, putting a bow on this, if you're thinking about buying a home and you were thinking about maybe this would be your New Year's resolution for this year, you need to call us right now. Give us a call, 916-269-3337. We're going to put you in touch with Dave, and he could pre-approve you today, and you could be out looking at homes tomorrow, and you could be in that new home in as little as 10 to 14 days. I mean, that just blows my mind. There's not a lot of people that do that. We can do that for you here at the Radio Realtors. So give us a call, 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337. Or go to our website, theradiorealtors.com. That is theradiorealtors.com. And that's all we have for this week.
Make it a great rest of the year, everybody. Hi, Frank Randall here from the Radio Realtors. Because of COVID-19, our feelings about what makes a happy and comfortable home have changed. And maybe you found your apartment or the home you rent is just too small. You need more space. You need a backyard. You need your own place. The Radio Realtors will work for you for free
and get you into your very own home with little to no money out of your pocket. All you have to do is call us at 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225 or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender. If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 3337.
Robert and Frank here from the Radio Realtors, and we're excited to offer you another unique home sale option.
Yeah, it's called the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance.
Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made the home a headache for you.
And the Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you have inherited a hoarder's home or have a home with heavy pet or cigarette odors.
Or maybe you have a home with a lot of dry rot and needed repairs that you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of on your own.
Call the Radio Realtors today at 916-269-3337 for a quick as-is home value, and in many cases we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days.
The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale.
Get your cash offer today at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337. 33-37.